Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to this edition of Live Without Limits. Today we are going to discuss different areas of leadership. And what that means is someone who's a good communicator and exhibits behaviors of someone who's a good leader. If you look back on some of the people that we have had as presidents, currently we have a president who wants to consider himself a good leader, but is a poor leader because he does not know how to really communicate with people. And someone with good leadership skills should be someone who has a good character. And this is someone who's concerned with leaders' commitment, integrity, and ability to learn from experience. You want a leader you can trust, or you're a leader committed to actions based on values and beliefs. Leaders who respond to conscience earn trust by taking positions, making those positions known, and sticking to them in word and deed. To lead, such a leader's values must reflect those of followers. The responsibility of a good leader recognizes whether personal goals and follower goals are mutually supportive and is willing to set aside personal goals to meet the follower expectations. In the view of several observers, this type of leader must respond with both head and heart. He or she must be wise and as well as smart. In the words of one writer, a developed heart implies integrity, a spiritual center, a sense of self, not motivated by greed or fear, but by love of life, adventure, and camaraderie. And what that means is that you're someone who looks to others for help and you think of others when you are making your decisions, because helping other people reach their goals is something that helps make you a good leader. And a good leader also can focus on analysis. And in this way, their primary focus is someone who is identified as a leader, as someone with creative ideas, a well-defined vision, reliable initiation, better judgment than most people, and courage to face challenges. This person leads through his or her group of the issues, ability to see ahead, and confidence to move forward. Leaders who are analytical are usually not dreamers. For them, they would not be able to win the followers needed to make things happen. Or if they do dream, they are also capable of translating dreams into reality. One can describe them as people with their eyes toward the horizon, anticipating things yet unseen, and their feet on the ground, aware of current reality. And in the case of our current president, this is something that is not an attribute that he has. He has tended to look at things through loyalty to someone else, not how it's going to help the general public. Therefore, even if you look at our economy today, these are areas where he's very poor. And yet, we should have a president that is a good leader. Another area that someone with a good leadership skills must focus on is accomplishment. And their primary focus is they have identified a leader as someone who gets things done. This person persists in solving problems by overcoming obstacles, solving conflicts, refusing to accept excuses, and following through to completion. A can-do leader is effective by getting people to work together, persuading, negotiating, or refusing to compromise. depending on what approach is most likely to achieve his or her goals. Within this area, a good leader can focus on the total package. They can delegate. They can help people to achieve whatever goals they're looking to achieve. And it's up to us to understand what are good leadership skills so that when we go out and vote or we go out and hire someone and put them in that leadership position, what we can do is hire someone who's the best person for that position, not just based on popularity. Another area of good leadership skills is to focus on interaction. And their primary focus is that they are looking at bringing people together and motivate them to act. He or she picks up cues from those who follow and closely monitors how they feel. The person seeks to understand the wants and needs of others in determining what must be done. One may see genuine affection expressed between leader and followers. This type of leader is someone who has a genuine affection. If you look at a king in relationship to his subjects, if he's a good leader, then he thinks of his subjects as someone that he wants to help, not someone that he can use to a means to an end for his own purposes. And in these four areas, character analysis, accomplishments, and interaction, what you want to do is be able to integrate all these areas together to help build good leadership qualities. When a situation requires more than one focus of attention, it is important to invite or encourage contributions from any member of the group who wishes to lead and is recognized as contributing to the common good. Even when one or more members focus their attention on some concerns, they may express themselves in different ways, thereby making unique contributions to group outcomes. Essentially, there are two roles for group members: to recognize a matter needing attention and respond to it, offer their leadership when appropriate, to recognize when another member of the group is making a valuable contribution, or accept another person's leadership and benefit from it. Often these roles are exchanged as members take turns leading and following, just as the flock of geese. And what you need to do is look at ways that you can build your leadership skills, and there are many ways that you can do that. What you can do is look at the groups that you're in. You need to look at if you're in a group where you can start developing your leadership skills by getting involved with the decision maker, become part of the management team, or if you're in a social group, take on more responsibility so that you can help people who are just coming in who may not know the ropes and need some guidance. A good leader can help other people to develop their leadership skills. In a way, some people are born leaders. They can take charge without having to be told. All they have to do is look at a situation, decide what needs to be done, and offer to get out there and take that role and run with it. What that means is it's up to you to decide how you want to be as a leader. There are some people who really do not have good leadership skills but can learn to be a good leader. There are others that really don't want that responsibility because it puts a lot of stress on their head. You know, some people are born to be leaders. Others are born to be followers. But there are some who can learn to become leaders. That's why it's up to you to decide what role you want to take in a group. someone who owns a company has to be a good leader because they have to have a vision. They have to decide what they are going to do. They have to pull the group together that can help them reach that goal. They need to be able to look at things like, can this person work with a team? Are they willing to work with a team? Do they have the technological information needed to help move this program from inception to the final end product? It's always up to the individual to decide what they want to do and how they want to move their company, whether forward or backward. And many times it's usually up to many people in the group to decide where they want to go with this. How would you like to, are you a good leader? Do you want to take on those roles of being a good leader? How would you do that right now if you had to? What are you going to do in the future? Let's discuss some ways that you can build some good leadership skills and how you can help to become a good leader in your company if that's what you want to do. And here's a way that you can do it. If you want to focus on your character, then what you would need to do is to learn about your skills. You need to maybe learn how you can better emphasize your character, how you can better learn to interact with people and be able to read a situation and decide whether or not you have the capabilities to be a good leader. And let's look at, if you're to focus on attention, what you see is a person focusing their attention on from the point of view selected. This position explains focus of attention and why it is essential to understand leadership. You have recognized a particular leader's focus of attention on the focus you would like to see a leader have in the four-dimensional model on the page. Relationship of each focus to others. The focus of attention graph highlights the concerns that draw your attention, how a particular point of view. The arrows indicate to what extent you have focused on the internal characteristics of a leader. And the character in comparison with the external environment of a person affects accomplishments. They compare your attention to the individual world of ideas, analysis with the social world of people, interaction. An emphasis on one focus does not exclude an emphasis on another, even when the other focus is on the opposite side of the graph. There are not opposite ways of thinking about leadership. The simple emphasis differ always. Leaders see situations and respond to it. That means we all have different degrees of leadership within us, but we need to learn how we can take that and adjust it so that we can build on the skills we need so that we can be good leaders in a given situation. Now, when leaders focus on character, they are paying attention to the personal and follower values, listening to their conscience, learning from experience, and sharing their commitment to others. That means of expressing their focus differ as follows. The enthusiastic leader loves life and maintains opposition even in the face of challenges and disappointments. When integrity is critical to the situation, the leader models the values he or she believes in and emphasizes honesty in communication. The self-renewing leader strives to learn and grow and to maintain or increase the competence he or she brings to the leadership task. In enthusiasm, their high emphasis is the dimension describes leaders who are enthusiastic and genuinely optimistic. They are personally involved and pursue their goals passionately. They love life and respond to people and issues with their hearts as well as their minds. These leaders can be expected to achieve personal fulfillment through leadership. And integrity. High emphasis is on the dimension describes leaders who take their cues from their own values and benefits while setting aside self-interest if necessary. They do what they say and are incorruptible in leadership role. They dedicate themselves to being honest with themselves and others and accept responsibility for their actions. And self-renewal, the high emphasis is on leaders for whom this dimension is important. So they try to know themselves and identify what they should learn or change. They admit when they don't have the answers, then actively seek them. As such, they are flexible, adapt to changing circumstances, and avoid self-imposed limitations. As you can see, a good leader is someone who can adapt to the situation they are in at that moment, because it is important that you understand that given different situations, you would react different ways, but you also need to change some of your ways along the way because you need to help people to achieve their goals, and a good leader knows how to do that. Now, someone who can focus on analysis as a leader is leading through their use of intellectual insight and ideas. They also may be representing their personal strength and courage to facing risk and opportunities. The difference are that their fortitude expresses endurance and self-confidence based on faith in one's knowledge and intuition. Perceiving expresses an ability to understand complex and confusing information. Judgment expresses an ability to act based on analysis. And in fortitude, someone who can focus on analysis displays confidence, accepts challenges, and trusts themselves to succeed. They have the courage of their convictions in the face of discouragement and take stress in stride. These leaders demand much more of themselves and persist through difficult times. Because fortitude is related to the focus of analysis, it represents confidence based on reasoning and intuition as well as personal strength. And someone who is analytical in perceiving leaders can be beyond present details to the bigger picture to a future possibilities. Their imaginations are not limited by traditions or current models. They can see things from different viewpoints, use intuition and creativity, and see the end result before an understanding is begun. They solve problems intellectually. In their judgment, these leaders are information and analysis to decide what should be done. They have good fix on reality, accurately anticipate consequences, and are successful in sorting out their priorities within an array of possibilities. They guide the group toward the right decision. As you can see, a good leader can see the whole picture. They know what the end result is, and they can really help you to reach that end result by looking at all angles and then helping you to reach that final decision. And a good leader who can focus on accomplishment can help their followers obtain measurable results. These leaders take charge and make things happen, but the means they use vary by dimensions. In these ways, in leading to better performance, a person uses his or her competence to achieve organizational effectiveness and bring about needed change. In expressing boldness, the leader faces challenges head on and persists in undaunted toward objectives. In building a team, the leader focuses on getting others to work together through effective cooperation. That means that he can help a group to focus and work together and cooperate to the end results. And in performance, this type of leader meets real needs and creates systems that can survive without them. These leaders concentrate on effectiveness and bringing competence where it is needed. They will change the system if necessary to succeed. Someone who has a boldness in this area is necessary to solve problems. They meet a challenge head on. They choose their playing field and know when not to compromise. They take stands for positions they and their followers choose and refuse to let events force their hand. Theirs is a position of firm and unyielding power. In their team building, these leaders accomplish results through others by organizing them into a team. They focus on helping people work together toward a common goal, often by reconciling conflicting interests and helping to heal divisions between people. Now, one of the things that you need to look at in a good leader is taking into some of these ideas, because someone who is good in these areas knows how to help people to all work together to be a good team and have an end result that will help to gear the group towards the final decisions. And someone who is a good leader that could focus on interaction meets their needs and wants. These leaders take their cues from those who follow and inspire others to act in their behalf. The differences in their responses are as follows. Through collaboration, this leader shares responsibility and rewards and achieves success with others as a member of the group. By inspiring followers, this leader builds support for a cause. Through listening to understanding what motivates people and attending themselves to act. By serving others, the leader represents the interests of the group without regard to self-interest out of comparison to them. And in collaborating, these leaders can accomplish little by themselves. They share rewards as well as responsibility and convey confidence in those who join their cause. These leaders seek broad participation and support the initiatives and success of others. And they inspire their group by energizing people. They unite them, make them feel strong, and encourage them to believe they want and need to be met. They do this by understanding what is it that people want and by giving words to them, hopes and dreams. And they serve others by taking their cues from those they choose to lead. Their motive is to serve the interests of others and to provide what others can't get on their own. They display genuine warmth and compassion and seek a position of leadership to represent others. A good leader understands that he cannot reach his goals alone. He needs the group, and he knows how to draw out from the group all of those things that will help to benefit the group and make them all successful so that they can all take some credit, because no one can do it alone. It always will take a group to help make the end result reach their goals. That's what makes a good leader. We all need to look at ourselves as having that potential to be a good leader. If you can lead others by helping bring out their strengths, helping them to look in themselves and find a way to help bring out their attributes, because everyone can contribute to the group. It doesn't take just one person. In many ways, if you look back on things like when the Atlanta had the Olympics here, because we had one person who was managing it, he wanted all the glory for himself, although getting the Olympics to Atlanta was a group force. It wasn't one person. That one person may have had emerged as the leader because they were the spokesperson for the group, but it took the whole group to make it happen, and it took different aspects. We had to bring in people who were good in advertising, or we needed to bring in someone who had good organizational skills. It is up to any company owner to be able to look at the staff he has, what are the strengths of those people, and how can he draw on the strengths of those people to help them all to have an end result for the group and make that all a reality. No one in any way can make something happen by themselves, because you're not good in all areas. Just like we learned using the disc, some people like to control. Some people like to get up and speak. Some people like to do the paperwork and get into the detail. And you bring all that group of people together, what that does is that helps to bring the end result of the final picture. And you need to have one person that is the leader of that group that knows how to take it and make it all work together. Therefore, it is up to you to decide what are your skills and how can you take your skills and help them to bring the final result to the group, so that there is a final success at the end of the road. And it takes good leaders to help make that happen, because they can lead the group, they can decide, and they can bring out each individual's behaviors and help them learn what is good to help everyone towards the final result. And I would like to thank you for participating in today's session on Live Without Limits, and I would like to invite you to come in and join me for next week's session, where we will discuss conflict and ways that we can overcome conflict in the workplace and help to improve communication on those areas, so that we can help everyone to build the skills that they need to learn to live without limits. And I would like to thank you for joining me today and hope to hear from you next week. Thank you and good afternoon.